It's almost midnight. I sit in the armchair of my hotel room, waiting, because I know you will come to me. I know what you want from me, what you always wanted. You're so proud, so smart, so beautiful, really, and still, you want to be turned into my fucktoy, my cum hungry whore, to be used in every way I see fit. You want to submit to me. Completely. It excites you to give up control, to do everything to please me. So obedient, so eager, you trust me deeply, knowing I take such good care of my playthings. And here you are, still looking perfect, despite the long work day. I see the flicker of excitement in your eyes. As I tell you to take off your shoes, to undo your hair, to unbutton that high-necked blouse, I hear your little gasp as I order you to go down on your knees and crawl to me. I lift up your chin to study your beautifully made-up face, the face I'm going to turn into a mascara smear, tear-stained cum dripping mess. My hand takes hold of your throat, pressing gently to show you your place. You open your mouth, the one that speaks such filth, and I slip my finger in for you to suck. Then you know what you're supposed to do next. You open my pants and take up my cock, my wonderfully hard cock. You rub your face on it. I can feel your cheeks so soft on my cock. I grab your hair firmly, it's meant to hurt, to show my power over you. Oh, you love it when I shove you down on my cock to suck it, like a dutiful, devoted little slut you are. I only stop when I pushed you to your limits, turned it to a deliciously hot mess. Tears streaming down your face, your makeup smeared, your hair disheveled, but a filthy grin on your lips. I roughly pull you to your feet and strip your clothes away from you, not caring if anything gets ripped. I make you bend over the bed, completely naked, your head on the mattress, and your pretty round ass up in the air, so helpless and exposed. I can see your needy pussy twitch, your whole body crying out to be used, aching to be touched and groped and spoiled, to be turned into my filthy fucktoy. You know how much I love seeing you like this. No one submits to me like you do. Uncompromising, utterly and completely makes me so hard. I'm shaking with effort to restrain myself from fucking you already, but I manage. And I get my belt. I strike with force, punishing you, making you take every measure of lust and pain I choose to give you. You beg for more, because it hurts so good. I mark you, I push you until you're on the verge of tears. No more holding back. I'm pulling your arms back behind you, holding you, gristing the grip on my hand while I ease my cock into your soaking wet pussy, hammering you without any further preliminaries, hard and deep and merciless, gripping and claiming you, taking you over. It feels so good. I pull your head back by your hair brutally, making you arch your back so my cock goes even deeper. I reach around with my other hand to touch your pussy, rubbing your clit, while I keep on fucking you with my hard cock. I love the sounds you make when you're so uninhibited, so crazy with need, clenching at the bed sheets, screaming into the mattress. I'm in control. I put my hand over your mouth, making you shut up, slipping my fingers between your lips for you to suck, while my cock is pounding your G-spot faster and faster. Yes, I'm making you lose it. I'm going to make you come. I feel your climax building up. You can't help. You can't contain this incredible feeling so intense. Oh, you made such a mess. Look at the wetness on your thighs, dripping down on your legs. You're shaking, but I still go on. I give you no respite. My balls are slapping against your pussy as I keep pounding you hard. You're loving it. I put my finger in your ass just to show you I can go everywhere I want because you're my fucktoy, my filthy little whore. Your body is mine to claim, to use in such dirty ways. I'm going faster and getting close, but I won't come inside of you. I pull out and throw you on your back, kneeling over you, grabbing your head by your hair, shoving my cock in your mouth, making you taste your own juices, fucking your face. Oh yes, again. You open your mouth, begging me to give you my cum. Good girl, to come on your face, your hair, your eyes, to coat you all over with a sticky cum, begging me to mark you, to make you dirty, to make a mess out of you. We both slump back on the bed. I look at you and I smile as I take in your totally ruined appearance, the sweaty, cummy mess you are now, breathless and blissful, sore and satisfied. To me, you have never been more beautiful. I carefully wipe my cum off your face, pull into my arms. Your head rests on my chest. You can feel my heart thumping, strong and soothing. I stroke your hair, let my fingers trail down your back, tenderly caressing the reddened skin on your butt. It feels so sweet coming down together from this incredible release. I kiss you, softly. I love to take care of you, to spoil you, to make you feel so good. And you love all the things I do to you. I know just what you need, and you know just what I need. Thank you.